Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Mother of the Redeemer, Mirror of Justice, pray for us. My dear brothers and sisters, in the first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, we heard a description of the Messiah. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous shoot to David. As king, he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is just and right in the land. Wouldn't we like to have such a leader govern us? One who governs wisely and does what is just and right. This shoot, righteous shoot, which will be raised up from David, a descendant of David, will be such a leader, will be such a ruler. This is the name they give him, the Lord, our justice. Today, the second day, yes, of the O Antiphons, the Church invokes Jesus, invokes the Messiah with the title Adonai, Lord, and the antiphon is, O Adonai and leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the fire of the flaming bush and gavest him the law on Sinai, come and redeem us by thy outstretched arm. Adonai, the Lord, is this Messiah, the Lord our justice, the one who is coming. It's the theme of justice that I wish to underline. It seems that there are so many appeals to justice in this time of Advent, this desire for the Messiah who will bring with him justice and peace. We know that justice is a precondition for peace. There's a famous saying in the civil rights movement, no justice, no peace. And it's true. Where there is no justice, there can be no true peace. And so the Prince of Peace will be a Prince of Justice, even in the responsorial. Justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. In the gospel, we hear of what some call the second annunciation, the revelation to Joseph that he can take Mary as his wife. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. And the explanation, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And then the messianic prophecy is referred to, the one from Isaiah. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. Joseph is referred to as a just man. And here it says, when he awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. Justice is a virtue which inclines the will to give to each what is his proper due. That is, anyway, the definition in moral theology. one of the great authorities on moral theology, has written a terrific manual on the spiritual life, Adolf Tanqueré, says the following about justice. The word justice often stands in Holy Writ or Scripture for the sum total of Christian virtues. Thus our Lord proclaims, "Blessed those who hunger and thirst for justice," that is, for holiness. However, in the strict sense in which we employ the term here, it designates that moral, supernatural virtue which inclines the will to render unto others at all times what is strictly their due. This virtue resides in the will and regulates those duties which we are strictly bound to discharge towards the neighbor. It is distinguished from the theological virtue of charity, which bids us regard others as brothers in Christ and inclines us to render them services not otherwise enjoined by strict justice. The virtue of justice, then, in a broad sense, means holiness and all that Christ taught us as to how we should live. And in the strict sense, in a more narrow sense, to give to each what he or she deserves and what is rightly his or her due. As Christians, as even just as creatures of God, it is our due to give God glory, to give really, truly everything, because everything comes from him. With regard to Jesus, our Savior, it means to give him love, to give him fidelity. If we don't do that, we don't fulfill the requirements of justice. We invoke Jesus then as Lord. And there's the reference in this O Antiphon to his appearance to Moses. It's the same Lord who appeared to Moses and manifested himself in power and terrifying signs of fire and the smoldering mountain of Sinai, who also manifests himself in Jesus as the humble child wrapped in swaddling clothes. And God, in his justice and in his goodness, chooses the weak of the world to humble the strong and the proud. He chooses those who are nothing to undo those who are. Even today, in our time, I just read yesterday something. I think it occurred within the last few months. I don't know how recently. But it was the testimony given by an Anglican pastor in Iraq. He was the only pastor, and it appears that he's been evacuated because of the threats. But he tearfully gave witness to four young Christian boys, not one of them over the age of 15, who were approached by the terrorists of ISIS, this Islamic State, and told to renounce, or basically told to embrace Islam, to profess Islam. And they said they could not because they loved Jesus. They'd always loved Jesus, and Jesus has always been with them. And they were told again to pronounce their adherence to Islam. And they would not, and therefore all four of them were beheaded. This, I think, is an example of that power that God gives to those who are faithful to him. Young boys, unarmed, confronted with powerful men with swords, who, in the face of such a threat to their life, are inspired to remain faithful. And so their sense of justice to our Lord, who laid down his life for them, for us, for everyone, was greater than their fear. And in this way, the Lord, our justice, reigns in his people and lifts up the lowly and the weak to confront and confound the powerful, those who would impose their will rather than God's will. And so the just, empowered by Christ, can overcome. In doing so, find peace once and for all. Our Lady is known as the mirror of justice, she who, from the beginning of her existence, gives everything back to God, is the example for us, and she intercedes for us. We all have to live justice in our life. One of the most immediate ways is in the fourth commandment, honor thy father and mother. Children are beholden by justice to honor their parents, and parents who receive their children from God as a gift are beholden to do what is right in God's eyes towards their children. In this time of Advent, as we prepare to receive Jesus once again in a special way on Christmas, and we invoke him as Lord to come into our homes, into our families, and to bring with him, to bring us his justice and his peace, so that we can be faithful, we who are justified by him can be redeemed, as we ask in the antiphon today. Redeem us by thy outstretched arm. Our Lord is always reaching out to us. He who loves us first, who knocks at the door and asks to be allowed in, anticipates our desire and will fulfill our wish. Let us be aware then of the requirements of justice and give him glory and ask him to come. Praise be Jesus and Mary.